from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Great pleasure to be with you during the week. Please join us. Fox Business Network. The name of the show is Kudlow. Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. And if you can't get us at 4, text your favorite 9-year-old who will teach you how to DVR the show. It's not hard. And you can live stream us on the internet all across the country, LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com, throughout the country, around the globe, and throughout the solar system. And we bring in my great friend Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief, Forbes Media, and author of the very important book, for obvious reasons, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. There you go, how to fix it. Anyway, Steve Forbes, thank you. It's great to talk to you. Let's be with you. Let's just do a little election stuff here. Republicans are going to take the House. Maybe still a shot at the Senate with Herschel Walker, Adam Laxalt. We'll see about that. Is it going to change anything in your judgment, having the House?
The answer is yes. And on the Senate side, if it's 50-50, yes, Democrats will have nominal control. But I think with elections coming up in 2024, and I think a lot of incumbent Democrats are going to be looking to appear a little more moderate. Mm. So I think a 50-50 would right now be a victory of sorts. But in the House of Representatives, yes, there's a lot they can do. They don't need a large majority, as Nancy Pelosi has demonstrated when she had a narrow Democrat majority. You can still get a lot done. And one of the things they should go out of the block with in January, we've discussed it before, is a bill permitting oil and gas development on federal lands. And it's going to be wintertime. Let Biden veto that or let the Senate block that. That's going to be a prime issue. People know we have the oil and gas. Let's underline that with that kind of proposal.
Now, there is a story, and the White House spokesperson said this also, with Biden going to Egypt to talk about the Green New Deal and all that stuff. But they say they want a permitting bill. This is the last remnant of the Joe Manchin fiasco. But they say that Biden's people are saying they want a permitting bill. You buy it?
It sounds nice. But as we know, these people are great at titling bills. You got to look at the details. The Manchin bill, first of all, only covered on the energy side, did not cover highways and bridges and things like that. Mm. So make it inclusive. And also, don't have stuff in there like they had that would allow the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to override states permitting on pipelines. It was another one of these underhanded federal grabs. It would have ended up hurting the infrastructure for oil and gas instead of helping it. So, yeah, very nice. But the Republicans should be weighing in with details on how to do it. So they go to the negotiating table and they don't get buffaloed with something put in the middle of the night on page 1,365. Mm. And so the Manchin bill, yeah, very nice and sound. But if you looked at the details, had some real flaws.
Yeah, I mean, in the House, Kathy McMorris Rodgers, who will be running the Energy Committee, I think is going to put up her own version of a permitting bill. So it probably is going to be a whole lot better.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Shelley Moore Capito has also a version of it. I don't know the details in her bill in the Senate. But, I mean, here you've got, you know, Steve, you've got Joe Biden in Egypt at this Green Conference apologizing, right? This is an apology tour. We're so sorry that we pulled out of the Paris climate deal, but now we're back. This is like, remember Obama went around the world when he first got to be president apologizing for America's sins? Here we go again.
And by the way, that Obama apology tour, among other things, set the stage for Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the Crimea in 2014. Mm. So we know where that kind of thing leads. And one of the things that I hope the Republicans put in a permitting bill is overturning what the Biden administration did a few months ago, making it harder to get permits for infrastructure. As you know, under the Trump administration, there were some very good deregulatory moves to make doing bridges and tunnels and highways faster, doing it in a matter of months instead of 10 years. And the Biden administration threw those out and made it even more difficult. So I hope they get in the weeds on this and start taking all the bad regulatory moves they've had that block infrastructure, that block oil and gas development, and make sure it ain't going to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, we had something called one federal decision. So it would all be centralized, and you wouldn't have to go to, you know, 8 or 10 different agencies. And there also was a time limit. It had to be under 2 years. And I don't...
That's right. And that's what has to be done on court cases, so you don't get these lawsuits that the Biden administration has been in cahoots with these groups. You file a lawsuit, then the Biden administration refuses to defend it in court, and they get their way that way. So, yes, time limits and no more frivolous lawsuits. All that, we know how to do it. I hope our guys are up to it.
So let's turn back to the inflation issue and your book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. We got a little bit of progress in the last CPI report. What are you thinking about the inflation story?
Well, in terms of that last CPI report, one of the things the government does each year is they revise the way they calculate health care costs. They do it in October. And so you got to the anomaly of health care costs going down 0.6%, or I guess that would be 7% annually. We know that is not true. So the months ahead will get more realistic on the health care side. But the thing to remember is even if you get 0.2% from 7.7 down next month to 7.5 or something like that, one, we have serious gas shortages coming up, heating oil shortages coming up. But we also, that means prices are still going up, maybe not as fast. But so instead of milk going from $2.99 to $3.19, it only goes to $3.09. It still goes up. You still get shocked every time you go to the marketplace. So people aren't impressed with CPI numbers. They're impressed with what they actually see when they go to the checkout counter.
You know, with these numbers, real wages are down 18 consecutive months, which, you know, I've always felt was the soft underbelly of the Biden economy because of the inflation shock. And I don't know how that's going to be changed. I mean, you know, so inflation.
Well, one of the things our people should do, even though, again, it will be blocked in the Senate, but again, it will be an issue for senators and Congress people in 2024, is tax cuts. Mm-hmm. A lot of you know, since you were in the middle of it, some of these things start expiring. And so small businesses are going to get slammed. And put the Democrats on record that they want to keep that doubling of the exemption that the tax cut bill of 2017 put in. So do it 1,000 cuts. Take the good pieces of it, put it up for a vote, passes the House, Senate kills it, great issue. Oh, they want to make your tax income taxes go up. Isn't that a violation of Biden's pledge? So go after them the way they would go after us.
Yeah, well, that's why I think people are, including Republicans who are now, you know, pointing fingers and recriminating and whatnot. But taking back the House is a huge thing. I keep saying this, but then I keep reading, you know, everybody's firing bullets at Trump, and then now they're firing bullets at Kevin McCarthy. They're firing bullets at Mitch McConnell. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of that is deserved. Maybe it's not. But the point is, I keep trying to make is, if you have the House, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And one of the things, and you've made this point before, is one of the things the House should push is starting to obey the law, starting to obey the rules on budgeting and spending.
Yes.
Which, you know, has been made a mockery of for a generation now.
Yeah.
So obey the budget rules and things like that. So
yeah.
You don't get some of this crazy stuff that they do. They actually have to work to do what they're supposed to do on the budget side. So there's a lot the House can do if they're unified and have that sense of purpose.
Yeah.
You don't need a big majority. You just need a unified group, and you can get a lot done.
Yeah, the unified part is very important. Actually, in some ways, if you have a smaller majority, it'll put more pressure on them. I mean, Steve, you know.
That does focus the mind wonderfully.
That's right. That's exactly where I was going. I mean, you can either hang together or you can hang separately. And they have to think about that. But, yeah, regular order is the key point on the budget. We haven't had regular order in I don't know how many years. You should hold hearings. You should call in witnesses. You should do, you know, both sides of the argument. Not have five or six people in a room and produce a 5,000-page bill that nobody knows what's inside the bill. I mean, that's a reform that they definitely have to make. Anyway, Steve Forbes, thank you for these moments. We appreciate it very much. Folks, we're going to take a very quick break and then talk some more politics with my great friend Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.